Since jazz composers don't usually concern themselves with clave, most jazz tunes are partly in 2-3 and partly in 3-2 and mostly in no particular clave. Such tunes may be difficult to adapt to Afro-Cuban rhythms unless you're willing to change the rhythm of the melody or add or subtract bars, which is often done. And that's why many attempts to play jazz tunes in an Afro-Cuban style, like, hey, let's play Inner Urge as a mambo, don't work too well. To sound good, the song has to feel right in one clave or another. The first four bars of Miles Davis' tune-up, the staff in the diagram shows the melody line of how the melodic rhythm of tune-up coincides with the 3-2 clave and the 2-3 clave. As you could see, the melody coincides only once with a 2-3 clave, but four times with a 3-2 clave. Now, the melody of tune-up sounds like this. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then with the 2-3 clave, which he's saying only lines up once, it sounds like this. Whereas the 3-2 clave lines up four times like this. So this would be a much better choice. Now he carries on and says, this doesn't mean you have to play tune-up in 3-2. However, it doesn't mean you have to play tune-up in 3-2, however. If you change the rhythm of the melody in the second bar, as shown, then tune-up coincides with the 2-3 three times in that bar. So here's the melody rewritten to conform to a 3-2 a 2-3 clave. Let me do that again. And not only does it line up three times in that bar, what he says, more importantly, two of the three notes that now coincide with the clave are on the end of the third beat and on the fourth beat, the really strong points of the clave. I actually think he means the end of the second beat, meaning 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and 4. Because all three melody notes coincide with the clave in the same bar, the clave feeling is tremendously reinforced.